This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Claim your trial offer at harrys.com/cag.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 583. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, we're joined by a man who's right about now going to announce his battle pass, Wombat.
It's only $15.99 a month, and you get XPs and hats. Isn't that what people want?
I don't know. It is exciting that people are excited to spend money, and maybe you can get in on that action, I'm thinking.
I might as well. I could have a battle pass.
Or a wombat pass.
A wombat pass. With each month, you send me $15.
And you'll send some XP.
And I will send you XP. and I'll send you a loot box.
No, you'll send pieces of your skin.
Ooh, lovely.
Skins, you know?
Yes, I get it. That's gross.
And emotes.
Yeah.
What part of your body can be emotes?
That would probably be my face.
Eyelashes, perhaps?
Maybe. I could send eyelashes. That sounds doable.
It's gross. It's probably in violation of some sort of health law.
Multiple health laws.
I don't think you can send skin and hair to... I don't know. Maybe you can.
I don't know. I've never done it.
Look, send
me $15 and we'll find out together. speaking of things in the mail... I did get my new Arby's box today, so we're up to the three of six.
Was it just one sock?
We're only halfway through this, huh?
Yep, we're only halfway through this. This time it was a really nice cutting board, like a solid wood, really nice cutting board that has to cost significantly more than the total amount I paid for all of it.
Right.
A set of dishes that are... They're plastic dishes, but they made them look like china, but they're plastic.
The wrestler?
So anyone, huh?
The wrestler?
No, yes. They look like China the wrestler. No, they look like, actually, it's funny. I should pull out the flatware we got for my wedding. It's that blue spode, and this is like a knockoff of the blue spode, but instead of like a nice country setting in the middle, it's a sandwich.
Classy.
Blue spode.
Yeah, that's a thing.
That's the first time we've ever talked about it on the show. I just wanted to make sure that everybody knew what blue spode was.
I've never heard that word before in my life.
I have not
really?
Either.
They make dishes. It's a famous company. S-P-O-D-E.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah.
And if you look up the blue spode.
I'm not going to look up blue spode.
Right.
I don't need to see
exactly
that.
What I'm talking about. I'm just saying I have a set of blue spode dishes. And if that doesn't impress you, I don't know
Wombat
what
has
will.
Blue spode all over his house.
Right.
Oh, I can't have this blue spode here, this blue spode there. I wake up in the morning, blue spode all over the place.
Gross. Cleanup is a bitch.
It's the worst. And they sent a t-shirt. The first t-shirt.
Well, that makes cleanup easier.
Yeah. So.
I saw that t-shirt that you posted.
Yeah, it's crazy.
What does that even mean? It has like one sleeve?
No, it's
just got three sleeves.
It's like a big, it's just a giant picture of kittens in a sandwich.
That's, you know, that's not as crazy as my idea, but okay.
Galaxy themed shirt, right? Yeah. Isn't it like you're in outer space?
Yes, with kittens and a sandwich.
Trying pretty hard.
The cutting board sounds good.
The cutting board is really cool. It was worth it. Oh, and lip balm. There was lip balm in it too.
Was it roast beef flavored?
It is not. That's what my wife said. She's like, ew, roast beef flavored? No, it is mocha shake.
Do you think they ever cut anything at Arby's? Like, do you think they ever actually use a cutting board at the restaurant?
They probably use a professional meat slicer like you would find at a deli.
It doesn't just all come like just
I don't think,
in a package?
I don't think it comes. I don't think so. No. Pre-sliced? Yeah. I don't think so.
I don't know.
But I don't know.
I hope I never find out.
I don't mind it at all. I had Arby's not that long ago. Like 2 weeks ago, I had some Arby's. It was yummy. Mm-hmm. This episode is not brought to you by Arby's.
Every episode is. Every month there's one episode brought to you by Arby's.
And we paid. We paid for right. that. Or Wombat paid.
I did.
It's the reverse sponsorship.
It's the worst kind.
Speaking of things we could sponsor.
Oh, another reverse sponsorship.
Exactly. Now what are you sponsoring, Chip?
Have you heard about the new gaming convention?
Is it a palindrome? Because I only do conventions that are palindromes.
It is. You're in luck.
Does it sound like herpes medication?
It does. You're uh-huh. also in luck. Everybody's on board. Good. And I'm particularly on board because it's in Cincinnati. It is PIVIP, mm-hmm. the esports tournament and video game conference.
Uh-huh.
We reached out to them. They politely declined us.
Well, they said their schedule was booked up, was full already.
And they also said that this is more of a preview event.
What's that mean?
I think it's just like it's their pilot event.
Okay.
So they want to keep everything real tight and not have any riffraff.
Okay.
They didn't That's say us. Those weren't their words.
No, no.
But it's at Kings Island. And that's kind of interesting. So for those of you who don't know what Kings Island is, it's like the premier, one of the premier Midwest theme parks.
Would you describe it as the Blue Spode of theme parks?
It's got a blue Eiffel Tower.
All right, then.
It's like Great Adventure.
Sure.
Of Ohio.
It's a theme park, but now they're going to have a video game conference there.
Huh. How does that work?
Well, they have like different...
Just like here's a tent, and then in this tent is going to be the panel that's not Cheap Ass Gamer.
Oh, they panel have some, like, on theaters. The pirate ships.
They have theaters, so. And they have like a concert area in the park as well.
Hmm. Yeah, Kansas has to play somewhere when they come to Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're going to go, right?
I'll probably try to go still because I have like there's no reason for me not to go because I already have season passes to the theme park.
Exactly.
So it literally costs me nothing to go.
They're having it in your backyard, basically.
Right. So May 18th.
Just like LA Retro. But not at a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
So you should do LA Retro at Adventureland.
No.
You're like, no, I'm good.
Adventureland is not Kings Island, I'm pretty sure.
No, it is nowhere near
It's King's like the Island. Bathroom of Kings Island.
It is. I like Adventureland though. It's the kids like it. It's
sure.
Fine.
It's fine. Yeah. It's good.
It's fine.
Glad to
it's
have fine. It. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. I was just excited that there could possibly be an event that would make you guys come to Cincinnati.
Yeah. Me too. Well, got that. Yeah. Off the hook.
Maybe next year. Maybe next
Off the
year.
Hook. Right. Hopefully the preview goes well. We have to support that. PIVIP.
They conveniently scheduled PIVIP. It right during E3 Judges Week.
Right. See, that's the type of thing that happens during a preview conference. That's where you want to make those mistakes.
Right.
Not during the actual conference, starring the CADcast. CADcast presents.
Right. Well, PIVIP. That's certainly available to us.
2020.
I sent you the stats.
Oh, man. Okay. I didn't see. You can name the convention?
I think that's the one that's taken so far.
Damn.
But
who got
it? You can still like name, like, we could be the CADcast Smash Brothers tournament or something.
Oh, yeah. I took a brief look at it. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, that's...
It's difficult to commit that money on a preview event when you... Their website's pretty light, I would say, on any information.
Yeah. Is Bruce Boxleitner going to be there?
Probably not. Yeah. Well, maybe 2020.
Maybe.
PIVIP. All right.
PIVIP.
How about some show feedback?
Sure. Hufferstle had to say, I would really like to commend the CADcast for their reasonable response to all the dumb things that seem to enrage the masses when it comes to this industry. The Sonic reveal comes to mind. It's fine. Maybe I follow the wrong people on Twitter, but it seems like most of the big news stories you see make way too big a deal about most of this stuff. Anyway, keep up the good work. The CADcast is better than cats. I listen to it again and again.
That was all capital cats. So
cats, it's Cats the Musical.
The musical.
Yes, he's actually, I believe he's referencing the
It's a reference to an actual commercial, which was then parodied on Saturday Night Live.
And there's another reference. It's definitely those two. And
okay.
The next reference, the next level reference, which I don't know that he knows or not, but when I left the first review, I'm sure he does know, is that when I reviewed the,
I remember this. Yeah.
I reviewed the CADcast on iTunes. I'm the first review, and I wrote that.
Oh, yeah, it's better than cats. I'll listen to it again.
So I'm
again.
Sure he
That's
knows.
Right. I knew that too.
I give Huffer's.
It's a triple reference.
Huffer's. Is it Huffer's TL or?
I think it's Huffer St. Louis.
Right.
I think is my guess.
Right. I agree. Well, You know, the kids just want the likes and the retweets. And we've given up on that type of glory, I think.
And they hate everything. Everything they hate.
Because. Doesn't matter. Because just saying like, oh, something is fine is not going to get people.
I don't know. I had a tweet blow up last week and it felt pretty good.
Yeah, but it wasn't because you said something was fine. It was because you made a fun joke at the.
I made a joke.
Yeah.
And that was it. Yeah. I made a joke. I didn't have an unreasonable response to something.
So some snarky comment about Sonic or, you know, shitting on Sonic or whoever, whatever, is obviously going to be a lot more entertaining to people than just saying, oh, you know, this thing doesn't offend me in any way. I think it's going to be
okay. I don't know. I made some pretty outlandish claims about prehistoric mammals on the Twitter today. So, outlandish.
Right. But you understand what I'm saying?
I do. I was.
And I don't think, I think even for this show, maybe in the very, very beginning of the show, we would exaggerate our opinions, perhaps. But I think we just decided it's not worth it.
Too much effort, really.
Too much effort.
Now we don't have opinions.
No, that's not true. Too much effort, and it's, you know, for what? So you get some more listeners? Like, what? You know, whatever. We're just here. We're in it for the fun and the friendly discussion.
And maybe one day we'll achieve both those things.
And we've seen a lot worse Sonic than this.
It looks like Sonic. When somebody shows you a picture of that, you say, oh, that's Sonic. Not, right. Oh my God, my eyes are exploding. But people did add that reaction, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I
don't even remember us talking about it last week. So it shows what
no,
I know.
No, we did. There was.
I believe.
Remember, there were some slides.
I never said we didn't
right.
talk about it.
Don't you remember?
Said, I don't remember talking about it.
They had the branding information, like with the slide, PowerPoint presentation got leaked.
Right.
I said he was sarcastic and.
It was all the same branding that it's been for the last 30 years.
Right. It's fine. It's fucking Sonic. What do you expect?
He does what Nintendo don't.
Right. Hopefully the movie is okay.
I hope it's fantastic because I'll probably see it like 30 times.
Right.
I hope it's fantastic and about 45 minutes long.
Just don't blow the ring sound for 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
Right.
You can get by with 45-minute movies with kids because they still feel like they watched a movie.
But, oh, that's preferred.
Right, but it only took you 45 minutes to get through it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, you're jumping the gun on Watch This Bitches, but how about some more show feedback about how great we are?
I just wanted to mention, because Jay Cordy brought it up, that yo, that I'll Wait track by Cipriana Grande was straight fire, best closing song yet. So congratulations to you and your successful career as a song parodist.
Thank you.
I look forward to the second chapter of your life.
Congratulations on reading that name correctly, because I did not read it properly when I read it to myself earlier. I didn't come up with a grand D.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was pretty obvious.
No.
I was not everyone's me.
I was just embarrassed by the compliment. Well, it's fun. I like, you know, if I can make a fun song parody really quickly, then I'm all for that. I'm all about that. And I like that song. I don't like the message of the song. I have to say.
But, you know, I don't even know if I know the song.
You know the song. It's the song you said. It was rip. It was the few of my favorite things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Except instead of about that, it's about buying everything that you want or getting everything that you want. So I like the song. It's catchy. Obviously, it's based on a
Rodgers and Hammerstein,
well trodden and tried and true song. But the message is kind of obnoxious. That being said, I will say all the lyrics every time I hear it. How about some Watch This, Bitches?
Yes. I didn't put this first thing on there, so I was waiting.
Oh, yeah. I saw Wreck-It Ralph goes to the internet.
I saw it. It was not that great.
Yeah, it was all right. I fell asleep, I think, at some point. Yeah,
it's slow. That is a slow movie.
And did eBay, fund that movie?
I know, right? There's
beyond product placement.
But it's so weird because if it wasn't there, then it would be worse if all of the stuff was just made up. They would have
right. No,
if it was like Ebin.
Yeah,
it would have. We gotta get that Ebin auction or whatever they would call it.
Right, and if you look at the first movie, I mean, it was they just went and got all of the recognizable video game characters. So this time
too,
right? But this time they added the internet sites on there.
Some are fake and some are real, just like sure. They did with the video
just
games.
They stayed with the same formula there. It's just. You don't get excited when you see the eBay logo as much as you do when you see Dr. Robotnik.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's the problem with the movie. You just summed up the problem with Wreck-It Ralph.
I could feel like that movie would put Ty to sleep, too.
No, he thought it was okay. I think I was – I'll have to ask him again what he thought of it.
Emmeline liked it, but –
Yeah, but she's 6 years younger than Ty.
He liked it fine.
I think it's for a younger age.
Yeah, that's where it's going with my comment.
Hey, look, coming off Bohemian Rhapsody, it's a. I think he was happy to get off, you know, those risque subject matter. He was looking for something non-controversial.
I had to watch Into the Spider-Verse twice this weekend. So.
Doesn't sound so bad.
It wasn't so bad. It's just my son was like, "Let's watch it again," and I'm like, "All right, why not?" Better than it's a lot better than a lot of other things. So,
like crack.
Like
he
crack.
Said, Papa, let's smoke crack. That would have been worse.
I said no. Into the Spider-Verse.
Said, no, let's smoke crack and watch Into the Spider-Verse.
That's probably an experience.
Yeah,
you guys got off easy on the Paw Patrol craze.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, there is no Paw Patrol.
I've never ever. Seen it.
There's a lot of Paw Patrol going on in my house.
Yeah, no, we're dead.
Dashiell pretty much just yells Paw Patrol whenever Paw Patrol isn't on the TV and the TV's on until Paw Patrol goes on the TV.
Right.
Nice. Trying to remember what Elliot watched at the age of 2, 3. I don't even remember. I remember what Sabrina watched more than what he watched.
New Jack City.
I don't know. She was totally no. It was knee high Kylon.
All right, the panda.
It's the little girl who hangs out with animals.
Yeah, that hangs out with a Nihao. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Her name is Kylon, and that's what she does. And Sabrina watched that all the time.
She's Dora, Wubsy. But for learning Chinese, right?
Yeah, right. Chinese Dora. And there was also Wow Wow Wubsy.
They didn't teach Wombat very well. You didn't pay attention.
I don't need to. I'm old. Right. I'm dying.
We need to. Whatever. That means you're not eating at the right Chinese restaurants.
No, they don't like me anyway.
You don't hear ni hao enough.
Nope.
You hear people choking.
Sorry, I did see Captain Marvel.
Oh, did it ruin the Marvel Universe like I heard?
Totally. The agenda, it was all agenda from start to finish.
Did you feel like less of a man the more you watched? I felt like
my penis actually shrank into my body. It's all such idiots.
Right.
Such idiots. I liked it. I thought it was very good. It's definitely longer than it needs to be.
Not that tight 45 minutes?
Yeah, it should have been like a tight hour and 45 minutes. Like if they just trimmed off a minute here and a minute there, the pacing would have just been, you know, quick.
Most of those movies, most of the Marvel movies have that problem, I find.
Yeah, no, that's not a Captain Marvel problem. Yeah. That is a, yeah, I think they should all be under 2 hours except for the Avenger ones. And that also would make the Avenger ones feel a little more special because they'd be the only ones that are over 2 hours. But
there's got to be a reason. What's the reason that they are all these movies are 2 hours or longer? I mean, do people feel ripped off if the movie's an hour and 45 minutes? I never felt that
way. I was thinking the same thing, too. Like, I wonder if there's a perceptual thing about that.
It's got to be a financial reason. It drives everything.
Usually,
so.
The theaters are against that. They want the movies to be shorter because the shorter they are, the more they can show in a day. I don't know. I don't get it. But whatever, we all went as a family of four. Mm-hmm. Everyone really liked it. Mm. And that's that. That's my controversial opinion on Captain Marvel.
I really want to see it. I just could not do a sitter this last weekend.
I think you'll like it. I do. I bet you will. Yes, I think you will like it. There's some good nerd, you know, good
How
nerdy
far
Marvel
into the movie
stuff.
Does she turn into a guy?
Oh, she's a guy from the beginning of the movie.
Perfect.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Don't be fooled. Just because Captain Marvel's played by Brie Larson, Captain Marvel is still a man, of course. Mm-hmm. You know, otherwise, that's just ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah. No, it's very good. I enjoyed it. The controversy's dumb. It's the first Red Letter Media review that I watched because I know you're a big fan of that, GP.
Did they not like it?
I did. They didn't like it, really, and I didn't like their reasoning.
Okay. Ty's so busy. It's hard. It's hard to go. Even though I have that ticket plan thing, he's got that school play coming up. So
go without him. You don't need him to see the movie. You could go during the day. See it by yourself.
That's not going to be allowed.
Well,
I could go while he's at rehearsal, though, with Mrs. Jimmy.
There you go.
Let me run that by her.
When does he have rehearsal?
Saturday. He's actually missing Japanese rehearsal? School. He's actually missing Japanese school to go to the rehearsal.
That's weird.
Well, the play is next weekend.
Okay, I guess that makes sense then.
The weekend after.
That's it, because Sabrina has her play rehearsals weekday mornings. So
no, that's bad. What time is that?
I want to say it starts at maybe like 7:45.
Oh, well, school starts at 8.
Well, so. Schools for them starts at like 8:45.
Yep. Anyway, so Captain Marvel, I want to see it. And I haven't watched any of the trailer, so...
That's interesting. I'm very curious to know what you think of the movie.
I just don't watch trailers anymore. Even when I'm in the movie theater, I cover my eyes and I go...
I think you'll both like it. I think Ship might like it better than you, but if I'm wrong, then I'm wrong, and I will fully accept that.
Fine.
Also mentioning that there is now on the CAG, the Cheap Ass Gamer Discord channel.
Yes.
There's an MCU spoiler chat room now. Oh,
God.
And it's a lot of fun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have seen every movie to be in there.
Yes, you have to be all caught up on all 21 movies to go into that room.
I haven't seen Thor 2. Can I come?
Yeah, I think you can. Thor 2 is the most... It's the only one I haven't seen in the theater. I feel kind of bad for Thor 2 for being that outlier.
It's not very good.
It isn't. It's so sad that it's bad. Like, there's just part of me that's like, what happened there? But they just didn't have that formula down. Yeah.
Oh, how about this? Read this, bitches. Comment?
Comment.
I'll read it, I guess. Alpha Kira writes in and says, Ship, I know you mentioned Vision a long time ago, but I finally got around to it and absolutely loved it. They made me care about a character I never wanted to pay any attention to in the past. Any other suggestions from you or Wombat about similar comics? I know they did something similar with Matt Fraction's Hawkeye series, taking a minor character and giving them a well-written story. Also, Spider-Man is more popular than Iron Man. It's not close. Stop it, Wombat.
It's totally close.
So?
I never said Spider-Man wasn't more popular than Iron Man. I said he was. I just said it was close.
He said it's not close.
I know. He's wrong.
So?
I mean, you mentioned Matt Fraction's Hawkeye series, which is great and totally worth reading, and you should read that.
Okay.
Especially if you have Marvel Unlimited. What I've been reading lately, and I was going to bring it up because I didn't know if Shipwreck was reading it. Have you read any Cosmic Ghost Rider?
I have not. What Ghost Rider is this?
Okay. So Cosmic Ghost Rider is Frank Castle. Better known.
You are combining multiple characters that I actively dislike.
I also am not a big fan of the Punisher when it comes to the comic books. I'm not a comic book fan of the Punisher. And I wasn't going to read it until because it was on Marvel Unlimited. I'm like, whatever. I heard it was interesting. I'll check out the first issue of Cosmic Ghost Rider. And it is cuckoo bananas. So, and I'll try to summarize it succinctly. So Frank Castle was made a Herald of Galactus, so he got cosmic powers. While he was the Herald of Galactus, he was killed by Thanos and sent to hell. So, and while in hell, he was imbued with the demon that made him a Ghost Rider. So then they sent him back into the realm of the living, but in the past, where he not only had the Ghost Rider powers, but also the cosmic powers that were given to him by Galactus, which made him the Cosmic Ghost Rider, where he was sent to go kill Thanos as a baby. When he finds baby Thanos, instead of killing him, he decides that he can't kill a baby because, I don't know, he still has a soul in there somewhere. And he decides that he's going to try to raise him right as his own son. So it is a universe flame riding motorcycle, cosmic helmet wearing Ghost Rider Punisher with a Thanos baby strapped to his back. Hmm. And it's as wacky as it sounds.
Sounds good.
I don't know if it sounds good.
Exactly. I'm like, there's no, it, I, I'm going to say if you have, it might as well be. If you have Marvel Unlimited, just read that first issue and you'll be like, how is this a thing? It's very weird. It is tongue in cheek. It is meant to be funny. So I'll give it that. Like, they know what they're writing is ridiculous, but it's worth checking out. So that's my Marvel Unlimited pick of the week.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. That's all.
All right. I think we're ready for some new releases.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, Devil May Cry 5 came out. That's getting good reviews.
It is.
It is getting good reviews.
People are very excited about it in my Twitter feed.
Good.
I've played a lot of those games.
That's it. There's nothing wrong with people liking a game that's supposed to be good.
I played a lot of those.
Why do you keep crapping on it?
I didn't crap on it.
Well, you need to stop it. It's very unprofessional.
I burped on it.
That's professional. It's,
ooh, that was...
You killed a plant with that one. Gotta
get a ventilation system in here. My eyes are watering. I made the tacos.
Yeah, did you?
Yep, and they were spicy.
Hmm. I never played any of Devil May Cry 4, I don't think.
No.
I don't believe I did either. Is that one on the Game Pass? Or is it just the other ones that are on Game Pass?
I'm not sure.
I know. There's a bunch of Devil May Cry's on Game Pass, and I couldn't tell you which ones they are.
I don't know.
Come on, you can tell me.
Give this one a try. It's got an 87 on Metacritic. That seems pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That is a solid. That is definitely a solid score.
So, you guys have been playing some of The Division, right? The Division 2? Tom Clancy's The Division 2?
Tom Clancy? Now I didn't know what you were talking about at first.
Did you not know what I was talking about?
Yeah, before. Yeah. I was like, what? What the fuck? Yeah, no. Tom Clancy's The Division 2, I have played that, yes. That, I don't know. Have you played a lot of The Division 1? Excuse me, Wombat. Have you played a lot of Tom Clancy's The Division?
I played a decent amount of Tom Clancy's The Division, the first one.
No. What?
Tom Clancy's The Division, the first one. Isn't that what it's called?
I don't think so. Anyway, sure, yeah, you had a decent amount. What's a decent amount? Like 10 hours?
20 hours? Maybe more. Maybe more.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not grabbing me. It's not compelling me at this point. I've played a few it hours.
I've only played like an hour and a half of The Division 2.
Yeah.
But it so far, it does seem very much like the Division One, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. I haven't done any of the real missions yet, and it does seem like combat. One of the big issues and complaints about the Division One was that the enemies were bullet sponges, and it seemed very unnecessary. This seems to have alleviated that somewhat, but they still feel a little spongy. I also feel like I'm picking up a lot less like cosmetic gear than I did in the Division One, but there's also that big storefront, like every time you press pause. So that's sort of like a little bit of a bummer.
It's just firing the guns feel weak to me.
That was a complaint about the first one, is the guns felt weak.
It's the sound mix, maybe?
I don't know, but the guns do. I have two weapons right now, and actually one of the guns I have does feel like it thuds when you shoot it, as opposed to the other one. Like, it has a bit of an oomph to it, but I don't know if it does more damage or if it just makes a bigger noise when you shoot it.
You know, when I play Apex Legends, and I shoot those guns, and if I'm wearing headphones or if I have the volume turned up too loud on the audio system, like, it hurts my ears. Like, I can do damage. Like, the guns sound loud and they feel powerful. This thing, it feels like I'm spitting bullets at people. It sounds like I'm spitting bullets at people. So I don't know. I even got a light machine gun. I don't think it felt any more powerful. But maybe that's just a sound mix issue.
Maybe. You could probably play around with that a little bit. I don't know. Check the options.
Yeah, just turn everything else down, but the sound effects.
Yeah, something.
You need gun sound effect slider.
Do you have the voice that goes on when you hover over menu titles?
No, I turned that off. Why would I want that?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny. I had it on.
I thought my Xbox was broken. I thought I turned on the accessibility mode by accident because it defaults to that.
I know, which I thought was weird, it's which creepy. Is why I kept it. I mean, I could turn it off, but yeah, I'm playing it on the PlayStation 4, which is cool because it has a lot of, like, when someone calls you on your radio, it does the speaker on the controller.
Right.
I don't get sick of that effect.
No, I like it.
I think that's a cool thing.
It is cool. Hand it to Sony, the speaker and the controller idea. It was a good idea.
Yep, it was something simple and silly, and it totally works every time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So you're not on Xbox,
The Wii did that.
No.
They took that from Wii.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. Yep. It works. It's a good gimmick.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot on the Wii games that did that.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm not playing it on the Xbox. Sorry.
I don't know that I'm going to... I don't know.
Are you out? Are you already out of the Division?
One of my college buddies loves the Division.
Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
So
you said you were going to play with him.
It just came out. It just came out. And it only came out if you bought like the...
Gold or Ultimate.
Yeah. And I got that one just because there was like a price thing on Amazon. And I got it for $50-something. So it's like, fuck it. But I don't know. We haven't played it. It just came out. So I'm assuming, and he's sending me all these texts with like, oh, make sure you do this perk and that. Don't blow it. I don't know. It just hasn't grabbed me yet. And also, you know, I saw people creating characters and it looked like the character creator was really in depth and you could.
It's not that in depth.
Well, I wanted to make myself and you can't make a bald guy.
Eh, what can you do?
Make somebody else, which is what I did. But
exactly. You can make a guy that looks like me.
And complain about it here and on Twitter. But other than that, I can't really do anything.
Nope.
So I did.
That's
I just used
hot,
the randomizer.
That's your hot take. Hot take. Your hot take is I need a bald option.
Well, I usually like to make myself. And the bald option is almost always the one thing you can count on because they don't have to do anything.
There's like a almost shaved option.
It's just like a tight, high and tight haircut, you know? Not like a bald man's haircut like myself.
I don't know.
Or balding.
It's okay, my character doesn't look anything like me either.
But I wanted to do it. So then I just used the randomizer and I picked, my guy looks like an Asian dad, basically. but he's cool.
All right.
He's got gray hair, like silver hair, maybe.
Oh, nice. I thought about doing the gray hair. My guy looks a little like Will Smith.
Nice.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I'm pretending I am.
So maybe I think I'll play just to, you know, hang with my friend and talk to him and shoot people. But so far,
you may get into it. Never know.
I might. I do have a drone.
Give it a shot.
I have a drone that drops bombs on people.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Except it kind of sucks. I feel like I wasted my skill point on that.
But. I used the skill point on the radar one.
That sounds horrible.
No, it's good because then I know where bad guys are.
No, they're right. You see them. They're right in front of you. They just do.
I am old and blind. I need someone, something that tells me where the bad guys are.
Oh, mine sucks too. Don't worry about it.
I say, so eat me.
Join the club.
Exactly.
What else we got in new releases?
Wombat should be happy that the Lego Marvel collection came out.
Nice.
Those are all very good games. $60 might be a little steep for all three of those. I think if you bought them all individually on during a sale, they'd probably be a lot cheaper. But still, they're three very good games.
That's a lot of game.
It is a lot of game. Yes.
That's almost... it feels bad if you like got that for somebody. Just like how much game you would be giving in there.
It's too much.
Right, it's too much. It's too much game.
Happy birthday! I'll never see you again.
Right.
That's good. That's a good back of the box quote right there. Too much cheap ass gamer. Too much game.
Are we looking at these Switch games? I'm hoping you made up some of these games.
I did.
Okay, good.
Go for it.
I was going to say, there's no way Gout Simulator is real.
Yeah, that was the one. This one's like one that I'm not sure of, whether you made it up or not.
Yeah.
Mahjong Stories Vampire Romance.
That's real.
That's real. Great.
Yeah. But Colon Blaster. I'm going to say that's a fake one, Colon Blaster?
That is a fake one.
That's a fake one. Yeah. Okay. Monument Builders Rushmore?
That's a real one.
It's a real game. All right. Proficient Paddles Deluxe?
Oh, that's a real game.
Good game.
The rest are real.
No, they're not.
Baba
World
is you. World Tree Marche? Oh, no. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Light week for the Switch, though. It looks like
very light week.
About like 25 games that came out.
About half of what it usually is by just quick eyeballing.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. All I need is Hard West, and I'm good to go.
Yeah. All right. I think it's time for a word from our friend at Harry's. Of course.
Tell me about Harry's.
Well, let me tell you why I love Harry's. The razor blades are super sharp. They last a long time. All of the various shaving accoutrements that Harry puts out are fantastic, such as the shaving cream, the shaving gel, the post-shave balm, the post-shave mist, which I've now converted from the balm to the... I have both, but I like... Misting is more fun, I think, than rubbing cream on your face. I mean, you just close your eyes and you go to town with the mister. It's pretty great. Join the 10 million people who have tried Harry's. You can claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/CAG. And you'll get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. That's weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. My three most favorite words in the world. Travel blade cover.
Mm-hmm.
Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Make sure you go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Wombat, how many people have complimented you on your shave this week?
Oh, just as I was going to say, in my lifetime since I started
this week,
Harry's.
I know that's you would need to pull out a spreadsheet or an abacus.
Yeah, it would be impossible. I got actually, you know what? I've been using the post shave balm, and I got complimented on my scent this week. So
it is a good scent.
So that I got told at work that I smell good, which is just as good a compliment as I get on my close neck shave. So
yeah,
I smelt good, which was nice because I was sitting in a crowded conference room.
Well, once you get bored of that, I recommend the aftershave mist. It's a totally different smell. It's more exotic, I find.
I do like exotic smells.
So if you want to get compliments from more exotic people, I recommend the post-shave mist. Whatever that means.
All right. Thank you, Harry's.
Yes, harrys.com/CAG. Word to your Harry's. All right. Now it's time for news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault. Have you been following all the good. There's the assault. Have you been following sort of like the latest Apex hype? When's the last time you even played Apex Legends?
Did I play over the weekend? I may have played over the weekend, but I honestly don't remember. Sometimes, like on a Saturday morning, I'll turn on. But I played a lot of Ass Cred Origin.
So. No. Don't try to change the subject.
I'm just saying, I played a lot of that. You asked me, and
I played a lot of Farm Together.
I know.
How's that? You still farming together? You finished Odyssey or did you not yet?
Who, me?
Yes,
this game never ends. It's impossible to finish.
There's like three storylines. That's just it. It's like you have to finish all three.
I'm working on it. It's all just right. Like, come on already. I get it. The game's great. The game's fantastic. But at some point, I just want to stop playing it.
I know you hit the laugh out loud moment that I got to, so.
It wasn't that laugh out loud to me. Was that the big plot twist that you were talking about?
Yeah,
Oh, well, it wasn't that big. Just the
I said you probably won't find it all that exciting. But
right. It was funny. It was, the bigger plot twist.
In this game, it was kind of like, that's.
I get it. The bigger plot twist to me was that the game wasn't fucking over at that point.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh. So I just want to move on. I like the game's great, but 75 hours is enough already. Every night with the Assassin's Creed. But the Apex Legends Battle Pass, the hype is building, Wombat, because people have data mined the game and looked into all the files and found out all these little hints and stuff, and they thought that it was going to be announced like really soon. And Respawn had to say, you can do it, you can data mine, but some of that stuff is really old and it's just may never be in the game. There's a good chance it may never be in the game, and you're just getting yourself hyped up for really nothing. And we'll let you know when it's going to be ready. So I think this is going to be my first battle pass that I ever buy. Yeah, so this is big.
I'm excited for you.
This is big. I think EA is going to do okay.
All right.
Anthem.
Is that your new Anthem?
Well, I've never.
I'm a jerk.
Yes. I.
Oh, poor Anthem. Is anyone playing that anymore at all?
Should we check on Twitch right now?
Tell me.
It's not fun to.
I'm going to get back to it after the farming is done.
To Anthem? How can the farming ever be done, though?
Well, so you earn these diamonds that then you can buy up more land for your farm. And so once I buy, like there's a specific amount you can buy.
Okay.
And so I've got two achievements left. One of them is dig so many fields, which I'm like 75% through.
Okay.
And the other one is get all of the farm unlocked. So I'm in it now. Like I've put way too much time in this to not do that.
Gotcha.
So it seems.
Okay, so you're ready to play the game. The game is how many people are watching Anthem on Twitch on a Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Put it in perspective. What's the number one game?
Okay,
right now?
The number one game is Fortnite with 188,000. And then you have Grand Theft Auto 5 with 117,000. I'll tell you where. And then, so League of Legends, 117. Apex is 72,000. There you go. Division 2. Okay, Division 2 just came out. 35,000. Okay, so what do you say for Anthem?
That's a strong number for the Division 2.
I don't think so.
I think so for a new game that isn't really like a spectator sport type game.
Right. Okay, so go ahead. Where's your guess on
I'm
Anthem?
I'm going to say Anthem is sitting pretty.
Yep.
At 2,000.
Ship?
I was going to say 2,000, but I'll go 1,500.
Wait, a Price is Right me.
2,100.
Okay.
2,100.
Also known as 2,100. I'm just reading the words on the screen while I'm at it. I'm not a crazy man.
2,000 felt right.
It did.
It did, right? It did. We were both in that. We were both pretty close.
Which is where around...
I'll call it a tie.
Since we were both going to say 2,000.
Yes, so. I'll say that's a tie.
So it's being, I will give it to us. It's being beat out by RoboCop 2.
How's Farm Together?
Oh, because Games Done Quick is doing it. Farm Together, I don't think is on here. Let's see. Farm Together. I could probably just type in Farm. But I don't think it's on here. Anyway, whatever. Anthem. Oh, well.
Can we get to the big news?
Yeah, do it. This is your time to shine.
Borderlands 3. Going to be coming. Revealed. Yep. March.
Do you think it's coming out this year? Is it going to be like one of those announcements where they say, and it's going to be out this September?
It's going to be out this year. There's no way that it's not out this year, right?
Yep.
I think you're
this
right.
This is the time. There's 90, how many PS4s are out there? 94 million something? Mm-hmm. Good time to put out a game.
Yeah. So they put out on their Twitter account, they just put a picture of a billboard with a date corresponding to PAX East. And it's exit number 3, and it is all cel-shaded, looking like Borderlands.
Half-Life 3.
Right.
All right, good. We like Borderlands. All right,
excited for
I'm really hopeful that this is a true like sequel, and they haven't just like totally screwed up the game.
You mean they turn it into Destiny?
Yeah, there's like a little bit of it that I'm like... They're going to screw this up. Yeah,
they could totally Destiny.
They're totally going to screw this up. Like I'm like maybe 65% sure that they've screwed this up at this point.
Borderlands as a service.
Instead of it being like finding 8,000 weapons every 10 minutes, you're going to find like one gun every 6 hours, or you could buy guns as you want them. Oh, that'll be bad.
Well, let's see.
Loot boxes. I mean, that was one of the first games to have loot boxes.
But you couldn't buy them, could you?
No, they were in-game loot boxes. That's what I'm saying. It's like they kind of are like one of the granddaddies of the loot box game back when loot boxes were fun because they weren't monetized.
Right. You could get codes off of Twitter that Randy Pitchford would post.
I got some.
Mm-hmm. I think they all did.
They still do that. They're still putting out those codes.
It's good. It's fun.
It's insane. It's cool.
I wonder how many codes were on that USB drive.
I want this to be good so bad.
Yes, of course. This is big.
Maybe it takes place at an outer space medieval times. Oh, medieval times planet.
Do you think there'll be a reference to that in there somewhere?
It wouldn't surprise me if there was, because that's their kind of sense of humor.
I don't know. It's a little bit, there's some like lawsuits and stuff going on as well.
That's true.
So.
That makes it even funnier.
Not to say that they're their lawyer. That they wouldn't do that.
Come on, it's art. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got here in news, multi-platforming, and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault?
Psst,
he's talking to you.
Something about Harry Potter?
Okay, Mr. Simpson, when I say... Hello, Mr. Thompson, and step on your foot, you say hello. Understand?
Yes.
Hello, Mr. Thompson.
I think he's talking to you.
Thank you.
Yep. So, yes, Harry Potter by the studio that brought you Pokemon Go.
So it's Harry Potter Go?
Harry Potter Wizards Unite.
Harry Potter Go.
Don't they just make every game like this now? They just slap a new IP on it?
I mean, how many? I don't know. I haven't seen many.
There's a Ghostbusters one.
Is there a Ghostbusters one? I heard that one I heard was really bad, though.
I don't know. It seemed all right.
Did you see what item, the magical items that you're collecting are in this game?
Butt plugs.
They called them?
No.
Foundables.
Foundables. I like that. Foundables. It sounds like, Foundables. No, I like it.
You like that?
Sounds like right out of the Harry Potter universe.
Uh-huh.
You know, as a muggle, you wouldn't understand.
Right. Well, you find the foundables at muggle locations.
Yes.
Sort of like Pokestops in Pokemon Go.
No, it's different.
Different. It's totally a completely different thing. Totally. I don't even know how you get from point A to point B on that one.
Right. These are wizards.
I know. That's just stupid. Right. Go home.
Right.
There's also confoundables.
Oh, that sounds hard and confusing.
Is that the opposite of a profoundable?
Yes.
I'm sure this would do very well.
I'm sure. I don't want to play these cell phone games. I just want to.
I've already moved on from this conversation.
Have you? Mobile games. What did you find?
I was just looking at the Master Chief Collection for Microsoft.
Oh, okay.
They're adding Halo Reach, which I honestly forgot was a game, but people seem really excited about it.
Halo Reach was great.
I never said it was bad. I just said I forgot it existed. That's fair. It was like a whole console ago.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray for Halo Reach.
So they're
fans.
Adding Halo Reach to not only the Xbox version, but this new PC port version?
Yeah, it's going to be and they're adding the multiplayer from Reach for free if you already own the game. But if you want to play that single player story, you have to pay for it.
Seems fair.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They should make another Halo.
I think they are. Talked about it last week.
Halo as a service. It's coming. Yes. Get ready.
Has. Halo as service.
The loot boxes.
Everything as service.
So we didn't even. No more, are we not even no acknowledging games. The Sony rumor about Take-Two?
I saw that this afternoon. I think it's already been debunked, though, isn't it?
I don't think the dollars make sense.
It doesn't make sense. No, it doesn't. So
the rumor was that Sony was seriously considering buying Take-Two. The publishers of Grand Theft Auto.
You came up with one. Yep.
Yep. No, I was just hiccuping as I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like, crap, what do they make?
No, makers of Grand Theft Auto and the Red Dead games.
And that they also own 2K, right?
Yes.
So makers of NBA 2K.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it would be a big purchase. It'd be an expensive purchase. It would be weird, but I mean, the other thing also is, you know, if you're Sony and you own Grand Theft Auto 6, let's say this comes through. They now own Grand Theft Auto 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to sell a boatload of copies. Do you release it on other consoles to make more of the monies, or do you keep it exclusive? Do you make it a timed exclusive?
Do you Minecraft it?
That's exactly. There is precedent for this with Minecraft.
I think you timed exclusive it. But right? I don't think Sony has the pocketbooks to even attempt this.
I don't.
Sony has a market cap that's six times 2K.
Okay. And is how independent from 2K is Rockstar?
From 2K or from Take-Two?
Take-Two, I mean. Sorry. How independent from Take-Two is Rockstar?
They're not. They're owned not. By Take-Two.
They're completely
owned. Are they completely owned?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're completely owned by Take-Two.
Okay, so Take-Two owns the Grand Theft Auto license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just asking questions.
It's worth a lot of money.
It is worth a lot of money. I'm just saying, like,
it's worth more than the company is worth.
I could see the Rockstar people not being happy with that happening, but if they don't have a say in it, then too bad for them.
Take the Grand Theft Auto makes too much money. I don't think Sony can afford to buy that franchise.
How much do you think it's worth? What do you think if you were the
It makes billions of dollars.
I know. So what would you sell it for? I'm just saying, you're the guy. You're at the other end of the table. I'm Mr. Sony, and I say I would like to buy your game studio, and I say, you know, just write a number down on a piece of paper, fold it, and slide it across the table. What's the number you put on the piece of paper?
I don't know. $50
billion? $50
billion. It makes billions of dollars.
I know, but it sounds like that's like an Austin Powers made up number.
Sure.
Of 100 million gajillion dollars.
There's a section from the history of the future book, the VR book, where the guy who created Words with Friends had a meeting at Zynga. How do you say that again?
Zynga.
And they wanted to buy the company. And, you know, the game was doing well. And, you know, he didn't really want to sell it. And they offered him like $20 million.
Okay.
Or 20 million dollars. He's like, you know, I don't really want to sell him, but frankly, I'm really just like insulted by your offer and I want $200 million. And they said, all right, we'll get back to you. And they got back to him and they said, we'll give you $180 million. And he's like, oh, all right, I guess I'll sell. Anyway, good book, by the way.
All right. I'm glad you like it.
Yep. What were we talking about?
How much you would sell your company Rockstar Games for.
I mean, Grand Theft Auto makes how much money?
I know, it makes all the money. That's what I'm saying.
And then you got all the other games they make. They're no slouches.
I know. And it's not like it's different from, say, like a Minecraft where it's like one person making a decision and then cashing his chips and living a sad, lonely life.
Grand Theft Auto 5 did $6 billion in sales. It's the most profitable entertainment product of all time.
Yep. Who makes all that money?
It's $6 billion in revenue. And
does it go to the Housers or does it go to like whoever the CEO of Take-Two is?
Depends what the deal is that they made when they sold it.
I know. Like, I'm trying to like, how does that work? Because that's a lot of money.
At that point, how much money do you need? Like,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Where does it go?
Well, they're publicly traded too. So
it's, yeah, there's stockholders as well. I don't know how any of this works. So I could probably look up how much the CEO of Take-Two made in 2018.
I'm sure he's doing okay.
I think he's doing just fine. I'm I'm sure his bonus was very nice this year. But at what point do you just cash out and be like, all right, I'm good. I don't need this stress in my life.
Once you make everybody work 100-hour weeks.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. I don't need this stress. I don't need this bad press. I'm going to just retire. Buy an island.
$6 billion in revenue for Grand Theft Auto 5.
It's crazy.
See, $50 billion isn't that crazy?
I guess not. But then again, how many Grand Theft Autos would you have
forever
to recoup
just
that?
Just keep coming out. It's not like the train's going to slow down.
It might.
Grand Theft Auto, iPhone. Come on.
I had forgot that EA tried to buy them.
They did?
Yeah, EA tried to buy them in 2008 for $1.9 billion. And Take-Two rejected it.
Good call. They made the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Yes, we understand that.
It's the king.
I've heard of it.
We've just established it. We proved it.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? What are we? We're on the CAG bag already?
I think so.
Shit. Slow week this week. All right. Ad Denbot 91 asks, or states, would love to hear Shipwreck's thoughts on the Poly Mega. That sounds like Something you put your dick in and don't tell anybody.
You could.
Did he pre-order a unit already? Did it come with lube? No, that part, last part I added. Polymega, that's some sort of like retro.
Yeah, that's the retro one that has, it's all module based.
Mm-hmm.
So you plug in your different modules for your different systems.
My different illegal modules.
Well, it's got the CDs, so you can play your like PlayStation games or Sega CD games and stuff, Saturn games, that type of stuff in it. So I did not order one of these simply because I think I already owned all of what it was offering.
Right.
So I don't know. I know they have some like, they've got like a digital store and stuff. So.
Oh, it doesn't support Bally Astrocade. Forget it. It's garbage.
Yeah, I don't even remember how much did this thing cost.
I'm blocking the website.
Okay, you block it. I'll page not found when I go to the order page. That's neat.
Right, I just clicked pre-order, and I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't anymore. All right.
So
I'm out.
Right. I guess we didn't order one.
Right.
I don't know. It seems like it's a neat product. It just. I didn't need this one.
Right. Yeah. There's plenty of things you can put your dick in.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger Ale writes in. Oh, this is so long. Ginger Ale. Why is this so long? Why did I put it on here?
I don't know.
Ginger Ale. Let me see if I can summarize Ginger Ale's question or comment. He's talking about more and more games having XP boosters. And what does this say about the state of the gaming industry? Are these types of practices on $60 AAA titles made out of greed or desperation? There's no desperation. It's just, it's math. If you put this in, you can generate this amount of money. And they make these games to make money. It's not, they may be artistic, but they're products. So if somebody, most people will try to maximize, most companies try to maximize their profits. But I agree. These XP boosters are obnoxious. And I don't think anybody feels good about them. Except Wombat.
Yes. Oh, by the way, do you know what Strauss Zelnick's actual salary is at whatever it is? Can't speak words at Take-Two.
What?
His actual salary is $1.
Wow. He's such a stoic individual.
He makes $1 a year.
Wow. How does he live? That's even worse than taking a salary, because that's like, I'm so rich that I'm just going to be like.
Also, this way, when you go to look up how much did he make, they only have to post $1 without telling you what he gets in options and you know, stock options and all that. Whatever, hoojaboo.
If he was really that smart, he would have asked for $69.69. So that way, when people looked it up,
it'd be $69.69.
Yeah, dude. You know what I'm saying?
I do. So good for him for being able to hide how much he makes a year on the internet.
From Wombat.
Yeah.
Right. I've been trying to do that forever.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever asked.
No, that's a joke.
I know.
So did answer this guy's question. Oh, he says, what if Netflix offered a premium option for an extra $2 a month to provide edited versions of their shows with the boring filler content removed? Do you think that would be received well?
No.
But
because then they would be admitting that their shows are bad.
Right. But he's saying the XP boosters in games are similar in that they're almost admitting that their games have filler in them by putting this in. But they're not really doing that. What they're doing is...
The game you play never changes.
Well, meanwhile, you figured out a whole workaround around that XP.
I know, you just boost it down to easy and you'll level up twice as fast.
Right, I mean, so basically they're putting these options in the game to see which suckers are going to spend the money on them. And it's just a numbers game. You know, if you put something in there, there's a percentage of people, no matter what it is, are going to just buy it because, I don't know, for whatever reason. They're sick. It's probably the number one reason. You know what I'm saying, Wombat.
I do.
You can't buy it if it's not there. Right? Can't what did Wayne Gretzky love. Say? You miss on 100% of the shots you don't take.
Right.
They're taking their shots. And people are what? Are they saving? Are they scoring?
I don't know. You were talking and I already like forgot.
I'm trying to figure out where this metaphor is going.
I have no idea.
I lost myself in my own metaphor. At Lozos writes in and he asks, out of you three, who is the Mike, who is the Jay, and who is the Rich Evans? That's of Red Letter Media. That's very easy.
Yeah. All right. I guess you would be the Mike and Ship would be the Jay and I'd be the Rich Evans, right? Isn't that basically it?
That's, too easy. That's it. Why would you even ask that question, Lozos?
Yeah. I mean, even I know that one.
Right. And he's Rich Evans.
Yeah. Exactly.
All right. I think we made it to bedtime.
Looks like we made it
to bedtime. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals, at CAG Deals on Twitter. Not Twitter. What's the other one? Instagram.
Oh.
The one that's not thing? Working? The ones that's not working today?
All right.
Yeah, CAG Deals on Instagram. Of course, go to harrys.com/CAG to claim your trial offer. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Bread's done.
The Citrus is fabulous, wonderful. I'd like to see the show two more times. I loved it so much.
Why? What could possibly
she
be that good?
She is fantastic. Her movements, her dancing, her voice, everything about her is terrific.
So you didn't like her very much?
I loved her. I'm going to see it twice more.
When?
As soon as I could get tickets. My husband works in this area.
Okay.